I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump announced Thursday that his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been called off for now.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I've decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi criticized Trump's decision.
Here you had a thug, a person who killed all his own family members, a person who runs a police state, being legitimized by the President of the United States. They were on a par with each other. He got global recognition and regard.
Trump said he hoped to meet Kim one day and also thanked him for releasing three American prisoners. Meanwhile, North Korea Thursday shut down its nuclear test site to demonstrate its commitment to denuclearization. This was prior to Trump's announcement that the summit had been canceled. While the closure of the nuclear test complex is a significant symbolic gesture, analysts are skeptical it will seriously inhibit the Kim Jong-un government's ability to carry out further nuclear tests in the future. An international team of investigators says it has identified the Russian military brigade responsible for launching a missile that brought down a Malaysia Airlines passenger plane over Ukraine in 2014. The joint investigation team concluded that flight MH17 was hit by a missile launched by a unit of Russia's 53rd Anti-Aircraft Brigade. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied any involvement in the downing of that airliner. The missile fired from a mobile launcher struck the Boeing 777 on July 17, 2014, over an area of Ukraine controlled by pro-Russian separatists. The airliner was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. This is VOA News. Senior U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials are set to give separate briefings to two sets of lawmakers in connection with their investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump has a newly invigorated strategy for tearing into the special counsel's Russia probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's calling it Spygate, saying the FBI has been caught in a major spying scandal by using an informant to get intelligence about his campaign. It's long been known the Bureau was looking into Russian meddling, and it remains unclear whether any spying was actually done.
I hope it's not so, because if it is, there's never been anything like it in the history of our country.
His remarks came ahead of today's unusual White House-arranged briefing for just two GOP lawmakers who have demanded information about the informant, which they're slated to get today from various Justice Department and intelligence officials. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump is calling for radical change to the structure of U.S. aid to those countries deemed not sufficiently assisting the United States and stemming the tide of violent illegal immigrants heading here.
We're going to work out something where every time somebody comes in from a certain country, we're going to deduct a rather large amount of money from what we give them in aid, if we give them aid at all, which we may not just give them aid at all, because despite all of the reports I hear, I don't believe they're helping us one bit.
The president's remarks came at an event held inside a Homeland Security Center on New York's Long Island, which the White House said was intended to be a call to action for legislative policy changes. Much of that conversation among the president and the others who were present included the family members of victims of gang violence. It was a roundtable event focused on MS-13. That is a criminal gang that originated in Los Angeles, but it has spread to much of North and Central America. It draws many of its members from El Salvador. China and Japan are criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to launch an investigation into the effect of vehicle imports on national security. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman told reporters on Thursday that abusing national security clauses does undermine the multilateral trade systems and then also disrupts normal international trade. Japan's trade minister said if the U.S. probe results in new tariffs, that would bring turmoil to the global market. Trump has already cited national security and levying tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum imports. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1.